this section, we're going to cover some of the new features of JAWS for Windows in popular word processing programs. You will find this functionality available to you in Office 2000, Office 97 from Microsoft, and also you'll find it in the WordPerfect Corel suite. We're in Word 2000 right now. I've got a document up here, and I'll read the title.
Title equals spelltest.doc Microsoft Word.
All right, and I've typed in about four lines on this document, and I'm just going to do a say all, and we'll let it read the text on the screen, and then we're going to go back and we're going to look at it in more detail, a line at a time, and see how we pick this information up. So I'll do the say all first, and just have it read my text.
This is an example of JFW 3.5 with MS Word 2000 or 97. Here we will demonstrate how JAWS is able to recognize grammatical and spelling errors as I review or proof my document. If I have misspelled a word, JAWS will notify us of this mistake as we read by line or words.
Okay, so during a say all, it just reads right through the text to me. But now I'm going to move back to the top of the document, and we're going to review this a line at a time.
Top of file. This is an example of JF.
So I did a control home to go to the top, and I'll do a say line here.
This is an example of JFW 3.5 with MS Word 2000 or 97. Here we will demonstrate how.
And there were no reported mistakes. These errors are generally visually demonstrated by putting squiggly lines underneath the text. Typically, you'd see a red squiggly line for misspelling and a green squiggly line for grammatical mistakes. I'll move down to my next line with a down arrow.
JAWS is able to recognize grammatical and spelling errors as I review or proof my
two errors on line.
Okay, so it read the entire line, and then the message voice came in and identified that there were two mistakes. Now, as we read across this line a word at a time, I'm moving to the right by word.
Is able to recognize
misspelled word
grammatical.
So we found out here that when Word is recognizing this as a misspelled word. So there are several things you can do at this point, but first of all, let's just have it spelled so we know what we've actually got here.
G-R-A-M-A-T-I-C-A-L.
So I did the insert with the 5 on the numeric keypad twice in a second to have it spell it instead of say it. And now let's open up a context menu just to the left of your right-hand control key. There's generally an application key here, which effectively does a right mouse click at this location. And it opens up a menu, and in this case, it's going to be a menu to try and help you resolve this spelling mistake.
Applications. Menu active.
And if I press down arrow,
grammatical,
I find that they give me a suggestion here, and if I have this one spelled,
G-R-A-M-M-A-T-I-C-A-L.
Notice that there are two M's in the word. Okay, so I can simply press enter here to accept this. If this wasn't the choice I wanted, I can continue down the list if there are other recommendations. Or, let's see what the other items are in this menu before we go on.
Ignore all. Add. Autocorrect submenu. Language submenu. Spelling dot dot dot.
And that choice would launch us right into the spell checker.
Grammatical.
And we're back up to the top. So I'll just press enter, and it will make the change.
Enter. Leaving menus. Spelltest.doc. Edit.
So now if I go back.
Grammatical.
And spell this word.
G-R-A-M-M-A-T-I-C-A-L.
It has now replaced that spelling mistake. I'll continue moving because there were two mistakes on the line. Moving to the right.
And. Spelling. Errors. As. I. Review. Or.
Misspelled word.
Proof.
Alright, let's take a look how this word was actually spelled by having JAWS spell it for us.
P-R-R-O-O-F.
So you can see I've got an extra R in proof. You can simply arrow over and make that correction and move on. Or, let's open up our menu again, the application key just to the left of the control.
Applications. Menu active.
And then I'll down arrow.
Proof.
And there's our correction. Let's continue down to see if there were other suggestions.
Proofs.
Plural.
Ignore all.
Alright, so two suggestion, proof or proofs. We'll choose proof, the first one.
Proofs. Proof.
And press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Spelltest.doc. Edit.
Okay, that line is set. Let's down arrow to the next line.
Document. If I have misspelled a word, JAWS will notify us of this mistake as we.
One error on line.
Okay, JAWS picked up the fact that there was a mistake on this line. And in listening to it, I think I recognized that I said the word this twice. So it was towards the end of the line. I'll move there.
And.
And back to the left.
We. as mistake.
Misspelled word.
This.
Okay, and if I continue to go to the left.
This.
There's that first this, so it's the second this that is underlined and recognized as the mistake. So I'll move back to this.
Misspelled word.
This.
Now I'll do my application key again and bring up our menu.
Applications. Menu active.
And down arrow.
Delete repeated word.
Okay, so it isn't necessarily a misspelled word, but Word is recognizing this as a repeated word and giving us the chance to just get rid of it. I'll do that by pressing Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus.
And if
Spelltest.doc.
And if I do a say line.
Document. If I have misspelled a word, JAWS will notify us of this mistake as we read by.
And that sounds better. Moving down to the last line.
Line or words.
And there were no mistakes. Now we'll take another look at a feature of Microsoft Word and how JAWS is handling it. In the spell checker, under options of the tools menu, you can turn on the ability to get statistical information about your document that you've just reviewed or completed. You get this information after the spell checker runs, and we'll pull it up by running the spell checker right now, and since we have no spelling mistakes, we should just land right on our statistical information about this document.
F7, readability statistics dialog. OK button. Counts. Words. 54. Characters. 216. Paragraphs. 1. Sentences. 3. Averages. Sentences per paragraph. 3.0. Words per sentence. 18.0. Characters per word. 3.9. Readability. Passive sentences. 0%. Flesh reading ease. 64.7. Flesh concat grade level. 8.6.
Okay, so there's a good deal of information located inside this statistics dialog box. It automatically reads to you when it comes up. If you would like to review this in more detail, of course you can do a route JAWS to PC, bring you inside the dialog, page up to the top, and read down a line at a time. I'll press Enter to close the dialog.
Enter. Spelltest.doc. Edit.
Another feature of JAWS for Windows 3.5 available for the Microsoft Office and the Corel Office suites is the ability to now read a document that may have been created with multiple languages within that document. I'm going to open one up here in Microsoft Word that we've got.
Control-O, open dialog, Shift-Tab, list view, Citibank address.doc, L, language switching.doc.
There it is.
Enter, language switching.doc, edit.
Now, this document has three groups of text in them. The first group,
Will you give me the book?
Has Will you give me the book written in English, Italian, German, French, and Spanish. The text has been recognized in the document as a foreign language. And the way that's done is by getting the text type in and then assigning it through the tools menu. So to do this, someone would have to select the text. So I'm on the W of Will You Give Me the Book. If I select this text,
select Will You Give Me the Book question,
and then go to the tools menu,
Alt T, menu active, spelling and grammar .F7,
and you come down in this menu to language,
language submenu, enter set language ..
to the set language choice,
enter leaving menus, language dialog, mark selected text as list box, English U.S.
So in this case, this text is marked as U.S. English. If I were on a line of Spanish text or German text, I would simply select it, come in here, and assign it that language. It will then be saved within the document's object model, and it will retain that information. So the next time you come back and read it, JAWS will be able to recognize in the document object model that that text has been assigned a different language. Now, knowing that, if you are then using a synthesizer which supports that particular language, such as Eloquent, you would be able to read the document, and as you encountered a different language, if that language is supported, it switches the synthesizer. So let's take a look at how this works. Now, I'll press Escape to go back to my document.
Language switching.doc. Edit.
And we now have to set JAWS up to detect the languages. Now, remember that we've been using the DeckTalk Access 32, so when we're detecting languages, it's not actually going to switch the synthesizer to that correct language, but it will tell me what the language is that the text is written in that I've already assigned it. So insert V for verbosity.
JAWS. Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box. Style changes. 1 of 20.
Now, since I'm in Microsoft Word, or if I were in WordPerfect, we will find the choice called Language Detection. Pressing L will move us through the list.
L. Language Detection.
And we turn this on by tapping the space bar.
Space. Detect languages on.
Okay, press Enter.
Enter. Language switching .doc Microsoft Word. Language switching.
Okay, so now Microsoft Word has a document with text that is written in 5 different languages, and the object model knows what those languages are, and JAWS has been instructed to detect the language, so it's going to look at that to find out what the language was. All we need now is a synthesizer that can speak the language. Otherwise, we're just going to be told what the language is it's written in. So let's see how that works first using our Access 32 here that we've been running in Word. Then we'll switch to Eloquence and see the difference. So I'll read the first line.
Will you give me the book?
And when I move down.
Spanish Spain traditional sort.
Mi desa libro.
Okay, so our message voice told us it was set to Spain traditional. And then it read the line, but it read it with an English voice, of course. So moving down.
German Germany.
Wertensheimer das Deutsche Japan.
And there's German.
French France.
Mi honor as was sea liver question mark.
Okay, so this, while it's giving us some information that at least what language it is, it still doesn't help us because we don't really understand how the language should be spoken. Let's go back to the top.
German, Germany. Spanish, Spain, Britain. English, U.S.
Will you give me the book?
And let's go to the JAWS window and switch to our Eloquence multilingual synthesizer that comes with JAWS and I have installed for all the languages.
All tab. JAWS. JAWS.
In the language menu, Alt L.
Alt L. Menu active. Language. JAWS language submenu grade.
And go down to change synthesizer.
C. Change synthesizer. Eloquence for JFW.
And press enter.
Leaving menus.
And I'll Alt tab back to Word.
Alt tab. Language switching. Doc Microsoft Word. Language.
Okay, now I'll do a say line.
Will you give me the book?
And as I move down now, instead of it telling me the language, it'll just speak it.
¿Me das el libro?
Okay, there's our Spanish text, and it is spoken with the Spanish voice from the Eloquence synthesizer. And I'll keep going.
¿Werden Sie mir das Buch geben? ¿Me das el libro? ¿Me das el libro?
All right, now I've got a couple other groups of words or lines here in different languages, and we'll keep reading down.
Blank. No, but I'll give you the magazine. No, pero te doy el periódico. Nein, aber ich werde Ihnen das Magazin geben. No, me würden Rezeitrevue. No, ma ti do la rivista.
That last one is Italian, by the way. I'll keep going.
Blank. Claudio sends a letter to us. Claudio nos envía una carta. Claudio schickt uns einen Brief. Claudio envía una letra. Claudio ci envía una lettera.
So this can be a very great feature for educational environments, especially with students who are going to be studying foreign language and want to be able to hear the differences in how they would actually sound and start to learn the foreign language.